Matinee. On the screen, a 75-foot Chewbacca was eyeing the old wizard and the boy through the dimness of the cantina when my father reached for an orange pop and broke my trance. Saw him buying drywall yesterday at the Busy Beaver. There's no reason to suspect he was telling the truth. I caught my old man in a couple of doozies before and thought I'd learned my lesson, Sister Agnes Clare smacking first one wrist and then the other, for telling my classmates Grandpa Huck once rode with the Apple Dumpling Gang. Still, something inside me came loose like a leaf in water and floated to the surface, hovering through blaster fire and saber clash, and stayed there, well after the lights came up, as we pushed across the lobby and out into the glare of the marquee and afternoon sun, the will to believe growing stronger as our duster choked past the bars and sagging doorsteps that marked the way home. And when we made that final pothole turn onto Amelia, who could blame me for peering through the blue smoke of exhaust one last time in hope of spying a brown paw shooting craps behind Ripper's pub, or carving wooden Jawas outside Anne's pawn shop, longing for the chance to sink into my seat and forget the place my body occupied in the dark.